Let's go inside the Dolphin locker room at Gillette Stadium yesterday afternoon after the 27-17 loss. Hear from some of the key Dolphin players from this game, including, unfortunately, wide receiver Brandon Gibson, who is, by the way, reportedly out for this season. Ian Rappaport and Albert Breer of the NFL Network saying he tore his patella tendon and that surgery is slated for today. Here's what Gibson said about the injury after the game.
You know, I just go off what the doctor's telling me, so, yeah. They say it doesn't look too good, so it doesn't look too good.
What happened? I mean, you jumped and then you just landed?
No, I just jumped and I felt it right when I jumped. You know, that was basically it, so. Once I felt it, you know, when I jumped, and I was like, yeah, it doesn't feel too right, and just try to get off the field.
Brandon Gibson after the game yesterday, again, reportedly out for the season with a torn patella tendon. Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, also reports that the Dolphins are slated to host wide receiver tryouts tomorrow as they look to add a body. Gibson, you feel terrible for him for all the obvious reasons, OJ, but on top of that, he really was coming into his own as a slot receiver, learning a new position this year with Miami, and kind of developed into one of Tannehill's favorite targets, especially in the red zone.
B. Gibb was the man. He was. He's the one that took all the pressure off of Ryan. He took pressure off the outside guys. You know, the whole combination of he and Charles Clay was just special. And he was coming along, man. To be learning inside position and be where he's at, you know, in terms of his knowledge of the inside position, his patience as a route runner, his toughness in there, you know, his ability to read coverages as he's on the run. I mean, he was coming along really good, man. And that is a big loss. We thought the Dustin Keller loss was big. And then Charles Clay emerges. This is a really, really big loss because this is a guy that's been moving the chains for us, been acrobatic for us, been the guy that's been a go-getter going to try to get touchdowns and make plays like that. So somebody's got to step up and fill that position because he was one of the receivers out there that you knew every time was going to get the tough yards, the tough catches, make the tough plays for us, whereas sometimes the other guys weren't making these tough plays for us.
Red zone as well. I mean, the guy found a way to get open in the end zone, and you saw that over the last 2 weeks. And I think the one thing that you said, OJ, that I completely agree with is his toughness. He was a tough receiver that knew how to set up guys on the inside, knew the pace of the routes, knew, you know, he was very wise at the way he attacked defenses, and you just don't get that off the street. You just don't get that with a young guy, the feel for body language and being able to shut it down and settle down when you need to, or the ability to flash when you need to at the right time. I think he was building a rapport and a relationship with Ryan Tannehill.
All right, let's go out to the phones. 1-855-GO-FINS if you'd like to call us. Remember, too, you can text 347-347. Mark is in New Jersey. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys, what's up? Hey, I just want to vent. I mean, this has been really frustrating for me. You would think my dog died after that game. I just want your guys' view of the draft picks and the free agents that we have left. I mean, we lost Keller, we lost Gibson. I was excited for Binns. We lost him. I feel like between Gibson, Binns, and Keller, there's no red zone threat now. So I just, like, I'm, like, stuck feeling where do we go from here?
Yeah, no, it's a fair question to ask. Obviously, Dustin Keller was expected to be a big part of the red zone attack. That never materialized. Brandon Gibson developed into the red zone attack. That can't materialize any further. So who are we looking at in the red zone right now? Is it Charles Clay? Is it more Brian Hartline? Is it somebody out of the backfield? Because Tannehill and Gibson did seem to kind of be on the same page in those spots.
It's a definite concern for the Miami Dolphins moving forward. I mean, you may have a combination of one of those tight ends getting more looks down in the red zone. You may go two or three, you know, tight end rotations down there with Charles Clay and Michael Agnew, who, you know, had a catch yesterday, and Deion Sims. You know, I don't know what they're going to do coming up on a short week. You have to stay in with your offense, but you have to also expect that Rishard Matthews is going to be able to get in and be able to try to set the tone at that position that Brandon Gibson was at. I have total confidence in Matthews. I think he shows me toughness. He shows me discipline on the way he runs routes. He catches the football. He's not a guy that runs bad routes. So I think you can trust him as a quarterback. It's just that, does this coaching staff trust that the balls are going to be directed in his way just like they would be if Brandon Gibson was out on the football field? I think that's the biggest thing that you have to fight calling plays. Can Brian Hartline, you know, do more in this offense? Can Mike Wallace, quite frankly, do more in this offense? I don't know. I don't know where the ball, you know, distribution is going to fall out, but I do think you're going to see more tight end play in the red zone because of the absence of Gibson.
Yeah, and I think Charles Clay is the answer. Charles Clay is going to be the answer to a lot of things with this team. I think the offense can really revolve around what Charles Clay can do for us in certain situations. But I also like to see him get Brian Hartline more involved early in the game. You talk about getting Wallace involved. I think Brian Hartline's a guy that if you get him involved early, you might see some defense start to pay a little more attention to him and open it up for other guys. But let's talk about Michael Agnew a little bit. I think Agnew is on the rise. We watched him a little bit yesterday, and he did a heck of a job of blocking. I know we didn't bring him in for blocking purposes, but if you start doing stuff like that, you'll start getting rewarded in other opportunities, like on offense with some pass catching opportunities. And I thought he did a heck of a job for us on offense. Now, can he translate that? Can we move forward with him and get him going in that offense? I think he's coming along really well. So I think it's going to be a combination of our three tight ends with Sims, Agnew, and of course Charles Clay. But I'd like to see Hartline be that guy as well.
Yeah, no, I mean, any and all of the above would be a fine enough answer as long as it's somebody.